was laying in bed, wondering if she changed it all, if her hair was still red. But folks said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never liked mama's homemade dress, the polished bankbook wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading up to the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through Tangled Love and Blue. She was married when we first met, and soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing that it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Jangle Love and Blue. Job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, looking for to be employed. Well, for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all of the time I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew tangled in blue. She was working in a topless place, and I stopped by for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. And later that night in the clouds thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She stood there at the back of my chair and said to me, don't I know your name? I muttered something under my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit I felt a bit uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Tangled up in blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I never thought she'd say hello. She said you look like a silent type. And then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 15th century. And every one of them would ring true and burn like glowing coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. From me to you, tangled up in blue. With them on Montague Street in a basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution filled the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and she froze up inside. And when the bottom finally fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. Tangled in blue. And now I'm going back there, I got to get to her somehow. All of the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. I don't know how it all got started, I don't what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still out on the road, headed to another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
Well, Norm?
Yeah.
This is pretty damn fun. Yeah. It's more fun than watching a dang Royals game. Yeah. Hey, man, wait for 2020. We are going to kick ass.
Are they
ass.
Still playing? The Royals still playing? I guess they are. Are they? They
We're like 49 games below 500.
Yeah.
We suck. Yeah.
It's been a rough year.
So, there you go. We are the second worst team in the MLB. It's really funny that the first place team in the AL Central, our division, the Indians, no. Anyway, first place team in our division is like still 24 games back from the Boston Red Sox. Red Sox and the Yankees in the series, pretty much. That's what it's going to be. Don't clap at that. Well, you can if you want to cry. No, you can't. That was me. I just, both those teams I kind of hate. You like what? Oh, if you're living in Boston, okay. Well, then you come to it naturally.
Hey, man. Go Red Sox. Why not? Go Red Sox instead of the Yankees.
No, man. Rooting for the Yankees is like rooting for the Broncos or something.
Yeah,
I will never, ever root for the Yankees.
Rooting for the Raiders.
Yeah, never, ever.